Wisconsin Democrats have proposed three bills aimed at lowering the prices of prescription drugs, expanding a housing tax credit, and making school meals free. It's Friday, January 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide whether legislators had the power to block a ban on conversion therapy for LGBTQ youth. And we're remembering the legendary Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker, who passed away yesterday at the age of 90. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, host of Beta. Beta is pioneering.
You know, hitman's living in the shadows, and you have to be anonymous, and you have to be kind of emotionally closed off.
And provocative.
My father used to say that he would punch you so hard that you would go back up to God.
And always playful. Gangbusters? Gangbusters, yeah. That's it. Saturdays at 11 and Sundays at 10 on WPR News.
Wisconsin Democrats have unveiled their first major proposals of the new legislative session. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the package is aimed at lowering household costs.
Democrats are circulating a package of bills that they say respond to concerns they heard while campaigning last year. One proposal would make school meals free. Another would expand a housing tax credit for low-income people. And a third proposal is an expansive stab at lowering drug prices. Those are issues that Democrats haven't had luck on in the past. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine said she hopes all three issues will inspire bipartisan support this time around.
We know that every one of us has to go back and explain why something did or didn't happen in Madison.
Democrats have a larger share of the legislature this session than they've had in years, but they're still the minority party in the Senate and the Assembly. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Supreme Court will decide whether legislators had the power to block a ban on conversion therapy for LGBTQ youth. Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration proposed the ban as part of a code of conduct for state-licensed professionals, but Republicans on a legislative committee largely kept it from going into effect. In oral arguments yesterday, the Justice Department asked the court to find that the legislative Republicans overstepped their powers. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley was sharply critical of the administration.
I understand your argument to mean that if the executive branch wants to make laws, it can just do whatever it wants without any checks, without any balances.
The Supreme Court has a 4-3 liberal majority. The court will rule in the coming months. The federal government is suing six large corporate landlords for anti-competitive price coordination. As Nick Rommel reports, two of them have a presence in Wisconsin.
They're called Graystar and Willowbridge. Both companies manage several apartment buildings in the Milwaukee area. Graystar also has two in Madison. The Department of Justice says both companies have used a controversial software made by a company called RealPage. The software allows landlords to upload detailed non-public information about their rentals. It pools that data and sends back pricing recommendations for their units. The DOJ's complaint says that, quote, RealPage replaces competition with coordination. The complaint says there are almost 200 neighborhood-level rental markets where enough landlords upload RealPage data so that it likely harms price competition. None of those are in Wisconsin. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Operations at the 157-year-old Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls end today. Rich Kramer talked with some of the brewery workers who finished their final shifts yesterday.
Just before sunset, small groups of employees left the brewery and headed to the nearby Liney Lodge pub. It was their last day on the job before parent company Molson Coors closes the brewery. Some agreed to talk to WPR. They're not being named because they feared putting their severance packages at risk. One said the mood was upbeat, considering the circumstances.
You know, after getting to hang out with the rest of the guys just now as we were saying our goodbyes, like, it was a great time, honestly.
This week, Dick and Jake Leinenkugel said they tried to start negotiations to buy their brewery back. Molson Coors declined. The company is moving brewing operations to Milwaukee, but the Liney Lodge and its pilot brewery will remain open in Chippewa Falls. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, The light of the Brewers, the soundtrack of our summers, and the laughter in our hearts. That's how the Milwaukee Brewers described Bob Uecker in announcing the team's longtime radio voice died yesterday at the age of 90. He was a Hall of Famer who made jokes about his weaknesses as a player and a national celebrity who never let his fame take him too far away from his home state. Coming up, WPR's Evan Casey talked to fans and former colleagues about the legacy of the one and only Mr. Baseball. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone. Wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose. Put hazelnut spread on your toast. Sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
And finally, Bob Uecker, the iconic radio voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for more than five decades, died yesterday at the age of 90. Evan Casey talked to fans and former colleagues about the legacy he leaves behind.
Bob Uecker was born in Milwaukee in 1934.
I did not have a lot of ability as a kid.
He joked about his childhood while giving a speech at the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2003.
My dad wanted me to have everything that everybody else had. I think the first thing that he ever bought me was a football. And I was very young, and he didn't know a lot about it. He came from the old country. I mean, we tried to pass it and throw it and kick it, and we couldn't do it, and it was very discouraging for him and for me. And we almost quit. And finally, we had a nice enough neighbor came over and put some air in it. And what a difference.
He told CBS Sunday Morning that his journey into baseball was a quick one.
You know, I got out of high school and I joined the Army and I signed a baseball contract. That's been it.
After a six-year career in baseball as a catcher for the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, and Philadelphia Phillies, he started broadcasting for his hometown team in 1971. He was a voice behind nearly every big Brewers moment in the past five decades, from Robin Yount getting hit number 3,000 in 1992 to the team clinching the Central Division title in 2018, or this call from a Ryan Braun home run.
Braun popping that bat, now waits, here it is, swing and a drive, the center and deep, way back, get up, get out of here, it's gone for Ryan Braun!
He was the soundtrack to so many Wisconsinite summers. He was there for fans when the team won and when they lost. Play-by-play announcer Joe Block worked with Uecker in the radio booth for four seasons. He said he truly cared about the fan base.
He put on a show for them because he wanted to make sure that like everybody listening was going to have a good time that night, no matter what the Brewers did.
But he wasn't just a radio voice. He also made over 100 appearances on the Johnny Carson Show. And who could forget Mr. Belvedere or this iconic role in Major League?
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
He was never afraid to poke fun at himself.
There's too many ugly things that go on in the world every day that, you know, I think people once in a while look for a laugh, whether it be, you know, looking at me as a player. If that made them laugh, that's okay with me.
He also spent much of his time in the booth reminiscing on glory days of the past. That was something longtime fan Tad Kriofsky-Manella remembers most about him. He and other fans went to American Family Field Thursday morning to pay their respects to the legend.
I saw people here already, and I figured just to mingle among other people who, you know, who may be pushing 50 like I am and haven't known a Brewer game without Uecker on the mic. So it's quite a day.
Marty Lamentz also drove to the stadium.
Definitely cried on my drive to work, and now coming out again, it sucks, man. I went to like 45 games this year and brought my little handheld radio into a bunch of them, and I don't know, dude, I've been alive 37 years. I've only ever heard this one dude, you know.
Outside of the Brewers team store, Michael Jack said he grew up in Wisconsin.
But it always was Bob Uecker in the summer, you know. There wasn't a day that you didn't turn it on and not wait to hear Bob talk, you know. So, but sorry.
A statement from the team said Uke's passing marks one of the most difficult days in Milwaukee Brewers history. It said he passed away in his home early Thursday morning. His family said he was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer in 2023. Details on a public ceremony in honor of his life will be shared at a later date. In Bob's own words,
"So long, everybody, from American Family Field here in Milwaukee."
Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That was WPR's Evan Casey. The Chippewa Falls Brewery closing and Bob Uecker dying. It's been a tough couple of days for Wisconsinites. Thanks for spending some time with us here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. Quick check of weather before we let you go, because it is going to be a very weird weather weekend. Today will be pretty nice with high temperatures reaching into the 30s across the state. But by Sunday, high temperatures will be in the single digits in the south and below zero in the north. So just be aware of that heading into the weekend. That'll do it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you can listen back to this show online at WPR.org. You can send us your feedback at newscasts@WPR.org or just leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.